Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Isai. I hope that everybody's doing well. They had a happy, fulfilling, and rewarding Purim. Baruch Hashem in Yeshiva. We had a very wonderful and beautiful Purim here. I think the Bachim took a lot out of Purim. They were able to come to different Madrigas and Aliyah, Baruch Hashem, Tayyar, Yerushalayim. The participation by the Sudas were very, very special. And Baruch Hashem, what they gained from Purim should be something that they take with them to build their life in Tayyar, Yerushalayim, Vinachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we advance in Sefer Vayikra, so this week we'll be reading Baruch Hashem Parashas Tzav. Tzav, usually read Shabbos HaGadol right before Pesach, but because we're in the middle of a leap year, Shana Mubaris, therefore that's why we're reading it the Shabbos after Purim. Now the Pasuk tells us, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Leiva. Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, Tzavas Aaron v'Zbana Leima, command Aaron and his sons, saying, right, they asked why did it say Leima twice, why did it say saying twice, but we're not going to deal with that. Zayis Teres Ayla. This is the Torah of the Carbon Ayla. Carbon Ayla was a carbon that was completely burnt on the Mizbeach. There was no benefit given to the Kohanim, no benefit given to the owners of the carbon, like the Carbon Shlamim or other Karbanis, where there were parts that went to the Kohanim, there were parts that went to the owner. By the Carbon Ayla, it was something that was brought 100% the shame Shemayim to put on his back and burnt to a crisp. Zayis Teres Ayla, this is the Torah of that carbon Ayla, which was brought twice a day. There was the Ayla's Tamid Shel Shachar and Ayla's Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Every day, no matter what, even for Shabbos, even for Yom Tov, there was a carbon Ayla that was brought on a constant basis. And like we know, one of the reasons why we have Shachris and Minchul, the Gemara Brachos tells us, is to correspond with those Karbanos Tamid that we brought on a constant basis, and the Tefillah of Shachas that we daven corresponds with the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, and the Tefillah of Mincha that we daven corresponds with the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. The Ma'ariv is for the Chalav and Veivarim, the fats and limbs that were left over from the Karbanos would stay on the Mizbech, and they would burn through the night, and that's what the Pasuk says. Here, Ayla, this is the Ayla, the Karban Ayla, Al-Maita, which would be on the fire, on the Mizbeach, kol alayla, the entire night, at a break until the morning, Eish of Mizbeach, tukad boy. And the Eish of the Mizbeach had to be constantly lit through the night, burning through the night. And the Pasukim go with the instructions of how to bring the carbon tamid. Now this carbon tamid was something very special. There's a medrash that brings down an interesting thing. It compares the carbon tamid to the carbonus of Nayach Baruch. Nayach Baruch carbonus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Medrash says, Mashal lemelech, shehoy lo shnei megiyusim. A mashal to a king that has two cooks. He has two chefs. Vishalo ha'echa tafshel. One of the chefs cooks for him a special food. Asav achlai, he eats the food. It was very pleasant to him. Enjoy the food. V'yasa sheni tavshil comes along the second one and makes him a dish, makes him a some type of food. But achlay, he eats it. V'arvlay, it's also very pleasant to him. V'einonu yaidim ezim mehem arvlay yaser. But we still don't know which chef he prefers more. Which one does he appreciate? Which chef's food does he appreciate more? When he goes to the second one and he tells him, like, this food you made me, can you make it again? So then we know that the second one who cooked for him is much more pleasant and that he likes his food better. So too we find that Nayach brought a carbon to Hashem. And it was very pleasant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very happy with the carbon the Nayach brought. Shenemar vayorach Hashem etzveach hanichoyach. Right, when Hashem smelled the carbon of Nayach, it was a reach nichoyach, a pleasant smell. Hashem Baruch Hu was happy with the carbon that Nayach brought to him. The Then it says the Hikiv Yisrael and Klai Yisrael came and brought for him a carbon. It was also pleasant. We don't know which one was the Yisrael, which one was more pleasant. When he comes in the Torah, he tells them, in the parsha of the carbon tamid, in parsha Pinchas, which says, "Reich nichaychi tishbu, lehakavli to be makav to me." This actually means "Reich nichaych on the yadim sheshal Yisrael who are b'yaser." You see from here that the kabbanis of Klal Yisrael are more precious to Hakadosh Baruch Hu than the kabbanis of Nayach. Now we have to try to understand what was the havamina of why we were thought. What was the original thought? That we would have thought that the carbon of Nayach would be more chashuv than the carbon of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael bringing the carbon, seemingly that would be something which would have more of a chashivus, that we'd have a havamina that Nayach should be more chashuv. And that comes along the Torah to clarify to us, with this mashal, the Medrash comes to clarify to them, don't make that mistake. You should know that the carbon tamid was more chashuv than Nayach's. So in the Sefer Tekoi brings a few mahalchim. One of the Mahakam that he brings, the approach that he brings, is from the Stifler. And the Stifler, who was very young, wrote a sefer called Kayana de Garta, right? Which different letters and things that he wrote with different ideas. And the Stifler brings a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says, talks about the idea of God will have mitzvah v'aisim, maybe she ain't a mitzvah v'aisim. That a person who is commanded to do something is on a greater level when he does a mitzvah, then somebody is not commanded. It brings a story with Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef said, you know, when he was a blind man, Rav Yosef, and he says, originally, he would say, the people would tell me that, you know, that a blind person is put to mitzvahs, then I was ready to make a party, right? Rav Yosef was blind, and he's put from doing mitzvahs. Why was he so excited to make a party? Because he was going to do the mitzvahs anyways, and therefore he thought by him doing the mitzvahs, right? Even though he's potter, that's a greater thing because he's not mitzvah, he's not commanded, he's doing it willingly by himself, and therefore that's a greater thing. Until Chazal came over with Megalatim, the Chacham came and revealed to him, no, God will have mitzvah of Yaisa, Misha ain't mitzvah of Yaisa. It's greater, the person who has the tzivri to do it, than the person who does not have the tzivri to do it. Now why is that? One would think maybe Rav Yosef was right. If I'm not told to do it, I still do it. I'm at a greater level than if somebody told me to do it. So the explanation to that, Tosfos explains over there that the difference between somebody's mitzvah v'aisa, someone who's commanded and not commanded, is when you're commanded to do something, then there's a bigger yetzahara to try to stop you from being able to do it because you have to do it. So the yetzahara comes to try to weaken you and to try to give you different types of reasons to think that you shouldn't have to do it. So the fight with the Yetzirah is much stronger. And therefore, when you battle the Yetzirah and you fight it and you still do the mitzvah, that's a much greater accomplishment than when a person doesn't have that Yetzirah stopping him because he just did it willingly. Nothing was stopping him. He doesn't have to do it. He just did it. He didn't have to fight against that Yetzirah. So the person who's mitzvah v'yaser, his accomplishment winds up being a greater accomplishment because he went against the Yetzirah that's going to stop him from fulfilling the tzivui, and he does the mitzvah anyways. And therefore, that's why the Stifler explains that. That's what the Medrash is telling us over here. I might have thought that Nayach's carbon was on a higher madrega because nobody ever told him to bring the carbon, and he did it on his own. The show is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you burn a carbon, it's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I might think it's in the high Madrega, just like Rav Yosef had thought. And that came along the Pasuk to tell you, no. That's what the Medrash explains. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling them that the carbon of Klal Yisrael, which is the mitzvah to bring, the commandment to bring, that's something which is on a higher level, because that shows that it's even going against the Yetzirah that will stop the person from doing the mitzvah. That's one approach. The second approach, which means, is like this. Why did Nayach bring a carbon? Why did Nayach bring a carbon? Because Nayach was excited about the fact that he was saved from the Mabul. He came out from the Mabul, he wanted to show his thanks. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he and his family was survive the Mabul. Why do we bring a carbon tamid? Why do the Klai Yisrael bring the carbon tamid? So we know that the reason why the Chazal tell us, the Medrash tells us, and we know in many places that they talk about this, that the carbon oila is an atonement for hir halev. Sometimes a person has improper thoughts, hir halev, bad thoughts in his mind, improper thoughts. When we bring the carbon oila is mechaper, atones for that. And the carbon oil in the morning is an atonement for the thoughts that the person has at night. And the carbon tamid shalabayim that we bring in the afternoon is an atonement for the thoughts that the person has during the day. And has during the day. Now the fact is that the whole idea of the carbon tamid shalshachu bein arbayim is not something which is a thanks in a physical way. It's something which is a thanks in a spiritual way. I'm thanking Hashem for being able to come to the opportunity to be able to atone for any bad thoughts that go through a person's mind. So we would have thought originally that the thing that's a physical thing is something that a person is more connected to, that a person's able to experience and to feel because he survived a sakana. Like let's say Chas v'Shalom, a person is saved from a dangerous situation. He feels that much, much more than let's say in a tangible way, that when he feels like he got an atonement for an avera, he's happy to get an atonement for avera, but he doesn't feel the accomplishment as much as when his life gets saved. So therefore, a person might make the mistake to think that that's the greater thing, and that's something which is a greater experience. And that comes along the Medrash to tell us no, that as much as it's a special thing, we have to show thanks for being saved in a materialistic and gashmius way. But the ruchnius of a person, our ruchnius, our neshama, our ruchnius is our essence, and that winds up being the more chashuv thing and the greater accomplishment in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. So that's approach number two. And the third approach brought down is like this. The difference between the carbon tamid of Klal Yisrael and the carbon tamid of Nayach was Nayach took one carbon by himself, and he paid the whole thing. He put out all the money for it. It was only him. Whereas by the carbon tamid shel shachar, carbon tamid shel ben abayim, that money came from the machzor shekel that the whole Klal Yisrael brought, right? Which we talked about in Parsha Shkolim, but that the whole Klal Yisrael brought, right, for these karbanis over here, and therefore the carbon was the carbon of the tzibur. So I might think that if one person puts out all the money for the carbon and does the whole thing himself, that's on a higher level than than the carbon that's brought by the tzibur, where everyone comes together, where it's not just one person doing it by himself. And that comes along, the Medrash should tell me, no, the person has to always remember that as much as each yachad, each person has a chashivas, and each person is important, and it's also reach nichayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he brings, but in retrospect to the tzibur, there's always something much more special about the koyach of a tzibur. That's why we always put such importance about a person davening with a minyan and being part of the tzibur, because the tzibur is something that carries through as through the actions of Klal Yisrael and brings people to higher levels. So here we have three approaches why I would have thought that Nayach's carbon was greater, either because maybe because he did it without being instructed, and he did it on his own, so that would be greater, and that would come to learn the lesson of Gadol HaMitzvah V'Oser Mishen HaMitzvah V'Oser. When you have the tzibur, when you have the commandment, it's greater than the person that doesn't have the commandment, because he shows that he's fighting war against his Yetzirah. Or we have the approach that we have, that there's a difference of a person might think that when there's a physical thing which is more tangible to us, that's a greater accomplishment. And that's coming to teach you that the ruchnius, our essence, is our neshama, who we are, and therefore we have a hatzalah with our neshama. That's a much higher level than something which happens with our guf. And then the third approach is to let us just remember that as much as it's a wonderful thing when a person does something by himself, but being part of the tzibur is what we try to always try to be. We try not to be parish from the tzibur. We try not to separate ourselves from the tzibur. We try to be part of the tzibur. And Be'ezus Hashem, with these three lessons, of what we can be able to understand. When we are mitzvah to do a mitzvah, we got to just stand up to it to realize, even if the Yetzirah tries to stop us from doing it, by us pushing through and pushing further, that brings us to tremendous places. And then when a person realizes that there's the ruchnius of a person, it's the thing that we have to watch out for. Sometimes we're so careful to watch out about our physical health, and we neglect our spiritual health. Our spiritual health is even on a higher madrega than the physical health, even though the physical health is important too. Like the pasuk tells us, "Shmartim nafshei sechel," a person has to watch out for himself. And the third thing is that we have to be able to remember, to always remember that the koyach of the tzibur is something that has a very big power and something that's cherished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to always try to be able to be part of the tzibur. With Hashem, we should try to take from these three lessons and be able to implement them to bring ourselves to higher and greater places in Torah and Yerushalayim. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos and Kol Tov.